set the vision, the mission, the values for the project, and have that be the governing document, of course, with the problem statement, the proposed solution, the engineering, architecture, and all that stuff included. From 7 CTOs, my name is Etienne De Bruin, and you're in the CTO studio. Welcome to the CTO studio. Today is going to be me. It's going to be you and me. Usually when I welcome someone to the CTO studio, I welcome someone, but this time I'm going to welcome you and me. We're in the CTO studio. I am going to share something with you that I think is a powerful way to reframe difficult meetings with your developers, especially when they're not on the same page as you. I call it the ABC of getting on the same page. Enjoy. I want to talk about the situation you can find yourself in when you are meeting with your developers, and there's a misunderstanding that sort of comes up in the meeting. You've been talking about a project, you have been advocating for some business solution that you want your developers to work on, and as you're syncing up with them, you're finding that they're not getting it. The challenge is that you could be frustrated. I know certainly I get frustrated. More importantly, I get concerned about my communication style and my leadership when my developers are not understanding what I want from the project. So I was in a situation recently where that was the case, and I had to fight off some feelings of resentment in a degree, because clearly the project I had been advocating for had been in the works for months, and I thought that I had the developer support, but they challenged me on the fundamentals of the project. It just reminds me of why a project vision, project mission is important. I think we tend to think of the projects we need to create in the company. Maybe we create a few Jira tickets and we're off to the races, and we forget that projects, products, any activities just need something that is larger than yourself that you can adhere to when things get a bit rocky. So I have a golden rule that if you're going to start any project, I like to create the so-called one pager so that you can set the vision, the mission, the values for the project, and have that be the governing document, of course, with the problem statement, the proposed solution, the engineering, architecture, and all that stuff included. But I want to focus a little bit on the challenge that you could face when you are in these meetings, syncing up with your teams, and you're not on the same page. And I'd love to know how you feel the moment that, as leader especially, you realize that either your team just doesn't get it, no matter how many times you describe the goals and the objectives, or they just don't agree with what you want to have done, or they just can't articulate their concerns. So I know many of you know that sometimes the exception to the rule can take up 90% of the meeting. And while we're all rewarded for finding needles in haystacks, I do find that it can derail the conversation when all you're talking about is the one specific exception to the rule. So let's get to the sync ups, the conversations, the project meetings where there is disagreement. I want to suggest a three-step approach. I'm going to call it the ABC for dealing with complicated meetings that don't really go your way as the leader. So as you're discussing, I want to say the first thing that you should apply when you start noticing that you're repeating yourself, or there is disagreement, or there is a pushback against what you're saying, is the A for awareness. I just take a piece of paper and I just write down what I'm feeling. Like, I feel upset, I feel disappointed, I feel confused. And so I would highly recommend you notice in the meeting and have an awareness for what is happening. For instance, I noticed in the meeting I was in yesterday that one of the developers, one of the key developers to the project, was really fixated on a potential issue. And so I wrote down in my awareness that there's a fixation on a potential sequence of events that could have led to a bit of an issue. So have the awareness and write that down. The second thing that I want to encourage you to do in a meeting where you feel like you're not quite on the same page with your team is be blameless. Now, blameless does not mean perfection and be perfect, but just don't say anything or express anything, in my view, that could push the blame to you as the CTO or as the leader. Now, that's a tough one because we want to be vulnerable. We want to pursue curiosity. So I'm not saying you shouldn't do any of that, but I do find that when I say to myself, be blameless, I tend to rise to the higher calling of the office of leadership. So in some cases, you were not clear about what the project goals and values and statements were, and just be blameless. Go and fix it or go and write the documents. In some cases, you may have shut down someone's opinion in a meeting, and just be blameless. Go and say, hey, I'm sorry I did that. I didn't mean to cut you off. And especially with this one, which is if you're repeating yourself for the umpteenth time, be blameless. Just go ahead and restate the mission of the project. Be curious again about why a certain issue is coming up. And especially towards the sort of end of the meetings, I like to say, hey, so what, before we wrap this meeting up, what did you get from this meeting? And I will say a few times, even after I think the meeting went off well and we're all on the same page, someone will still come along and say, okay, so I'm hearing you say this and I'm hearing you say that. It seems like a bit of a contradiction to me. And then I'm like, oh, okay, be blameless, jump right back in and explain the thing again. So we have A for awareness, B for blameless, and then C is commitment or committed. Stay committed to your developers. Stay committed to your team. Stay committed to the projects and the outcomes that you're pursuing. I know sometimes it's tempting for me to sort of give up, shrug, or raise my hands and say, it's beyond me now. It's in the hands of the devs. But I would highly encourage you to stay committed, especially with meetings where things were a bit tough. I like to check in the next day and say, hey, is there anything we need to clean up? Is there any lingering thoughts that you have from that meeting? And so I would recommend that you stay committed to the development team, stay committed to their concerns, stay committed to the way they view the world, and bring to them your blameless self to stay curious, stay out of your own head, not to take the situation too seriously, but be ready to do the work in order to get everybody back on the right page. Okay, if you got this far in the podcast, thank you. I want to tell you about an exciting project for me. I am releasing my first book. And if you're watching me on YouTube right now, I'm going to show you the book. Book is being released on March 7th. Head over to ctoexcellence.com. The book is about the first 100 days in revamping your role as CTO at your existing company, or the essential first 100 days for your new gig as CTO. Head over to ctoexcellence.com. Get on the mailing list for updates and when and where and how you can purchase the book so I can be number 12 on the bestseller list of the small dark corner of the bookshop that no one goes to except we awesome CTOs, and would love your support.